Let's get a look at what's happening with the news this morning. I'm John Ryan reporting. The Carroll Community School District Board of Education has scheduled a special meeting today to accept the resignation of an unspecified individual. The meeting is slated to begin at 5 p.m. in the Adams Elementary School boardroom. Following a brief public forum, 5 minutes have been set aside to accept the resignation. The published agenda does not identify who would be stepping down. This marks the fourth special board meeting that they've conducted since January the 2nd. Board President Jen Munson previously told Carroll Broadcasting those meetings were part of regularly scheduled superintendent evaluations. A Carroll woman has been arrested for allegedly stealing money from her employer on February 4th. The Carroll Police Department took 40-year-old Jeanette Vesterfeld into custody on Wednesday at approximately 8:56 p.m. in the 100 block of East 11th Street. She has been charged with fifth-degree theft. Well, it takes a huge leap of faith to step out on your own and open a new business. It can be especially true of specific types of ventures where they're introduced to non-traditional locations, such as rural parts of the state. Carroll has become the home to such one of those businesses, Serendipity Acting Studios. At Monday, Carroll's City Council Chamber Banquet, manager of Carroll Baumgars, Mark Nepple, told attendees the studio opened their doors in 2014, but continues to open doors to others.
Success is often measured on revenues of production or growth of customer base, but this business would have a hard time measuring that. It truly speaks of the impact of this business. Our new business award recipient has impacted Carroll residents ranging from age 4 to senior and has helped learn life skills beyond what is taught in school while teaching confidence, humility, and how to enjoy life. One client says, "At first I didn't know how to feel about Sonia, but now I see her not only as my favorite director, but a close friend to talk to."
Nomination letters for Sonia Walsh and her acting studio outline a personality that meshes so well with many others and a person who's encouraging others to step outside their comfort zones, finding outlets to speak as to who they are and as individuals. Walsh has also taken her own passion for the theater and ignited the fire in so many members of our local community. Walsh jokingly asked if this was like the Oscars, where she would get a chance to make her acceptance speech.
"So I guess I could do a Sally Field speech. You like me, you really, really like me. Or Sean Penn, you tolerate me, you really, really tolerate me. Wow. Aside from those little bits of speeches I just plagiarized, I'm kind of speechless, honestly."
Walsh says that she is not from Carroll, but came here almost 25 years ago, and she couldn't think of a better place to raise her children and live. And even though it may not fit society's ideas of where a business like this should be located, she's making it work and is succeeding beyond her expectations.
"What crazy, insane person says, I'm going to open an acting studio in the middle of nowhere in Western Iowa, and it's going to work? And that only worked because of all of you, honestly. Is that a lot of other people in the community and business folks and parents and just a lot of other people who said, you know what, just do it and Carroll will rise up and follow you. And you really have. And I appreciate that so much."
Walsh also adds that, however, that she is a little bit Carroll County as her grandmother grew up in Glidden, though through her daily work, Walsh says she finds she has a fond reminder of stories that she heard as a child.
"She used to tell me they'd come to the big town of Carroll on the train every Saturday to go to the picture show. And every time I'm at my studio, which is right by the train tracks, and I hear the train go by, I just think if she was still here, she'd be really proud. So thank you very much."
And once again, Sonia will be joining us this morning at 8 o'clock for a special interview to talk about her Serendipity Acting Studio and her route to the new business award once again right here from the Carroll Chamber Banquet. Stay with us at 8 o'clock this morning on KCIM. In other news this morning, the Sac County Sheriff's Office reports an Eagle Grove man was taken into custody early Wednesday morning after driving the wrong way on Highway 20. At approximately 6 a.m. on February the 6th, a deputy responded to the report of a car traveling west in the eastbound lanes. The deputy located the vehicle driven by Andrew Joseph Wolf about 3 miles northwest of Sac City and witnessed him narrowly avoid a head-on collision with another car. Wolf reportedly then pulled off to the side of the road road and stopped. Law enforcement determined that he did not possess a valid driver's license and had been drinking. Wolf was arrested and transported to the Sac County Jail, where test results show his blood alcohol content was 0.181, more than twice the legal limit. Wolf has been charged with driving on the wrong side of a two-lane highway. He was also charged with driving while license denied or revoked and first offense operating while intoxicated, both serious misdemeanors. And the Carroll County Board of Supervisors have scheduled two special meetings for the end of this week and next week. Fiscal year 2020 budget planning will continue as the board will convene at 1 p.m. on Friday, today. The work session will be held in the supervisors' meeting room at the Carroll County Courthouse. Next week, at the same location, representatives from Shive Hattery, the architectural firm planning the retaining for the new jail project, will be in Carroll to provide updates and continue the planning process. This will begin at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, February the 12th. These two sessions are in addition to the regularly scheduled Monday meetings for the supervisors. The public, of course, always invited and encouraged to attend. That's a look at what's happening with your news this morning here on KCIM. Bitterly cold out there this morning, 6 below temperature, 30 below is our wind chill. We'll get to the weather forecast coming up.